what's it been like here so far? How are you settling in? How do you like the defense? Is it different from what you played with the Giants?
Oh, a lot different. A lot different. And I'm actually enjoying it. It's giving me more opportunities, not just myself, but a lot of guys out there, you know, make plays.
Your knee, what's the status of it at this point?
My knee is good. My knee is good. MRI showed that it healed up nice. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm just, you know, taking it one day at a time.
So the fact that we don't see you there on first team, is that more about learning the defense or more about your health at this point?
You have to ask coach. I'm not sure.
Are they easing you back in? From a health perspective?
Yeah, most definitely. They definitely let me take my time, trying to just, you know, monitor me right now, so I can be good when it really counts, which is training camp and the season.
How different is that for you? I mean, you've been a starter pretty much your whole life, maybe except mm-hmm. for your rookie year a little bit. How different is that for you to be in that kind of situation, and how do you look at it? You know, trying to compete for a job and trying to win a starting job.
It's different. It's a lot different. But right now, you know, like I said, I'm not with the first group, but I'm still getting the same amount of reps as those guys. So it's just basically going out there and making plays and showing the coaches that, you know, I am a starter.
What do you think you have to prove to them? I mean, what's the number one thing you think? I mean, is it the health or is it?
I guess number one, probably just health. I mean, they know I could play. They wouldn't have brought me if they didn't believe I could play. So basically, I guess just health right now.
Do you have the quickness and the, you know, you've had a lot of problems with that knee. Is it? Are you what you were 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
I mean, I'm better because I'm smarter. I mean, I know what it takes to, you know, to get from point A to point B. I know what it takes when my body needs rest. So I say I'm much smarter than I was, you know, 3 years ago.
What do you have to do? Like microfracture surgery at one point. That's a real, you know, that's for guys that really have a serious mm-hmm. problem in there. Is it going to hold up? Do you think you can play several more years on that knee?
Yeah, more than several. I feel like I have a long career ahead of me. As long as I just be smart with it. The surgery and everything went well. Like I said, my MRIs looked great, or else I wouldn't be here right now. So just right now, just taking everything one day at a time.
Do you have to do anything special with the knee? I mean, with the way you work on it, and can you go full go every day? Do you have to rest it sometimes?
It's definitely something that I have to be conscious of, you know, when I'm in a weight room or when I'm on the field, how many reps I take. But at the same time, I'm going to get my work done. I'm never going to just, you know, tap out. I'm going to do what I have to do so coach can see that I'm ready to work. And like I said, I'm a starter in this league.
What has it been like so far, changing teams for the first time, adjusting to a new culture, a new teammate, stuff like that?
Oh, man, it's weird. It's a little weird. Like I say, especially with these guys, you know, been rivals for so long, and now, you know, we're friends. So it's kind of... it's real different, but like I said, I'm enjoying it so far.
What about with your ex-teammates?
Between Coach Coughlin and Coach Kelly? Or,
say one time?
Are there any similarities between Coach Coughlin and Coach Kelly?
I mean, I'm not going to compare the two. They're both good coaches, and right now I'm with Chip, so I'm still getting to know him.
In those last 3 years under Kurt Fuel, your base defense is almost a three safety look, where all you mm-hmm. guys have very defined roles. In this defense, is it more doing both, playing in the box and playing the pass?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot doing more. I mean, doing both. That's what I like about it so far. Like, I'm not just going to be designated in one area, you know, sit here. I'm going to get a chance to show that I'm, you know, capable of making plays.
I think Antrell's best season in Arizona came with Bill Davis as his defensive coordinator. Have you guys actually spoken about that?
Or? Yeah, I definitely talked to him about it. And the first thing he said, you're going to get a chance to make a lot of plays. You know, he have a lot of, you know, the tricks up his sleeve. So, I mean, he said he's looking for me to have a big year.
A lot of players this year have come in, lost a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. What's your weight, and is it different from last year?
So it's a little different. We work out four times a week, so you can't help but put on a little bit more muscle. But for the most part, you know, my weight staying consistent. You know, it's off season now, so I cheat on my diet a little bit. But when it counts, I'll be where I need to be.
Which is what?
Anywhere from 210 to 215.
What are your impressions of some of the other guys in the safety group?
I mean, they're funny. They're funny. Like, you got a lot of guys from a different team. Like, you got guys from like Patrick Chung. You guys like Sims. You know, they came over. He was with me actually with the Giants. Just a lot of different personalities, but they all cool.
You were a first round pick. A guy that everybody expected to be a star, and you have been a very good player, but. These injuries, you know, you're 5 years into your career. You're here on a one-year deal. This isn't probably where you expected to be at this point in your career, you know, given the way you came into the league.
I agree. it's definitely been, you know, a lot of ups and downs. But at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. You know, maybe it was meant for me to be here. You know, like I say, right now I'm enjoying it. I like the opportunity I'm getting with the defense. And this year I feel like it'll be a big year.
In New York, you didn't play much special teams. Is that something they're having you do here, play on specials?
I mean, right now I'm getting reps with some of the special team, but not sure, you know, how they're going to do it. But if I have to play special teams, I just have to play special teams.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.